Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 39 degrees. There's some light snow around Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. It's breaking news. KSL News Radio has exclusively obtained footage of a Salt Lake City woman hit by a car while out for a run in the avenues. The driver was seen speeding away. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is joining us live with details. Eric.
Jeff, it was the morning of Tuesday, March 12th, where a doorbell cam facing T Street in the Avs catches a woman walking in the street when all of a sudden a white car at speed rams through garbage cans and the woman, flinging her from the street onto a sidewalk lawn. Moments later, three witnesses come running, one of them being Christian McCray.
It was a really loud crash. I mean, it sounded like something at a construction site. And I looked over and I saw a lady on the ground over there, just laying on the ground. I really immediately knew a hit and run had happened. And I was expecting a dead person.
But she was responsive moments later after McCray and two others stayed with her until emergency response arrived. This comes after the four hit and runs on Pham is being charged for, but Salt Lake City police have yet to confirm a connection. You can see the exclusive footage on KSLNewsRadio.com and our socials. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Criminal charges are now filed against a Brighton man accused of pointing a shotgun at a snowboarder. That snowboarder mistakenly drifted onto his property. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe joining us live with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, Lauren Richardson posted that video online. It shows him getting pushed and yelled at by 67-year-old Keith Stebbings. He can be heard saying it's private property, and Richardson apologizes for not knowing several times and walks away. Charging documents also say that Stebbings pointed the shotgun he was holding at Richardson. KSL legal analyst Greg Scordis, a member of Ski Patrol for years, says it's not uncommon for people to get lost in the backcountry like this.
And it's not surprising looking at the pictures that the district attorney decided to file criminal charges. And in this case, aggravated assault, which is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Scordis says this clearly goes beyond someone trying to just protect their property rights. Police also note in the charges that there was no visible private property signs. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Stebbings' lawyer says that he was bluffing about using violence. Steve Burton saying that his client had become fed up with people trespassing.
After years of not being taken seriously and having people walk past his front door multiple times a day, and not having the ski resort do anything to really help alleviate the situation. In his mind, he just said, I need to do something that will make people know I'm serious.
Burton also tells KSL TV that there are private property signs posted and that he's been there and has seen them himself. Well, the roads are wet tonight. Big Cottonwood Canyon's dealing with multiple slide-offs. UDOT says plows are in the canyon, but you should expect delays and stop traffic both directions as cars are cleared. The founder of FTX says he's going to appeal his conviction. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a judge today sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in federal prison for stealing billions of dollars in customer funds. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan.
The defense still does not concede that $8 billion of FTX customer funds were actually lost. They believe that customers will eventually be made whole through the bankruptcy process.
And the judge not buying that argument. Engineers are carefully analyzing the broken trusses of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that still lays across the cargo ship that collided into it. Lieutenant General Scott Spellman says it's impossible to give a timeline for removal right now.
We've got to do the same thing 50 feet underneath the water, same level of analysis. So we have some very good underwater tools that take measurements and cameras, but it's very, very difficult.
Maryland needs $60 million in emergency relief funds just for cleanup. Former President Trump attended the wake of fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller today. Diller, who leaves behind a wife and a one-year-old son, was fatally shot in what should have been a routine traffic stop. Mr. Trump met with the fallen officer's family.
The child, brand new, beautiful baby, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed.
The suspect is charged with murder of a police officer. And 5,000 people will attend a mega campaign fundraiser for President Biden tonight in New York City. The event also stars Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. It's raising a whopping $25 million. Protesters of the Israel-Hamas war are rallying outside the event. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:05.